I'm Dr. Drew, and here's today's 1 Minute Clinic. Tennis star Caroline Wozniacki recently went through a rigorous 10-day high-altitude regimen in Aspen, Colorado, to prepare for the 2013 Australian Open. She reported that it was difficult to catch her breath at that elevation, but once she returned to sea level, she could see an improvement in her fitness level. If you are considering training at a high altitude, consider a few things. If you experience symptoms such as irritability, lightheadedness, headaches, insomnia, vomiting, you might already be having altitude sickness, and that actually could be quite serious. Again, there are treatments your doctor can offer you before you go up there. And even young, healthy people should get accustomed to the high altitude for a few days before beginning the exercise regimen. Your body has to adjust, and once you do start exercising, start slow and gradually build up. High altitude can have more serious consequences. Altitude sickness ultimately can go to fluid in the lungs, elevated blood pressure, and thought and cognitive changes, even brain swelling. For WTOP, I'm Dr. Drew.